Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. Everybody had a good weekend in various different ways, but Gavin went the hardest, actually. Betty Rock ventured outside during the rain on Saturday that we had to go antiquing, which surprised me a little bit. But to the victor goes the spoils, because you got something pretty amazing.
Yeah, I did. I got a wooden turtle ashtray.
Nice.
Yes, you heard me right. It's a wooden turtle ashtray.
Does it still smell like cigarette smoke?
I didn't smell it, but
okay. Well, it doesn't emit that aroma.
No. Oh, I wouldn't have gotten it had it.
I thought you might have.
No, I don't like the smell of the stale.
Yeah.
I like more of the fresh.
Is it going to be just on your nightstand, or where is he hanging out?
You know, I haven't even figured that out yet.
You named
and here's
him yet?
Here's what I love about my parents.
Yeah.
So I call my mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's so cute. I send her a picture of it. And she's like, that looks just like you. You need to name it.
Yeah.
So she knows.
The turtle looks just like you?
Yeah. She said that looks just like you. Like, it looks like something I would buy.
Absolutely. Okay. It did.
And then my dad texts me and he was like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, see, these are why these guys are my parents.
They understand you.
They get it.
And they don't judge me. Really low.
That's right.
I'm so proud of
and
you.
And I exceed.
So have you named him yet?
You know, I was going back and forth about a name. I think my mom said that the turtle looks like a girl. I typically just go for boy names.
Right.
I just make everything a boy.
Right.
But she said it looked like a girl. So then I'm like, well, if it's a girl, what should I name her?
Right.
I think I've landed on Daphne.
Okay.
I like it.
This is mainly based on an Andy Griffith character.
All right.
There are these fun girls, two blonde girls, and one of them has a very deep voice.
Okay.
And so she's like, hi, doll.
Okay.
And it's because she smokes a lot.
I could see that.
And
that's a good one.
Her name is Daphne.
Okay. I get that. That's really good. If you wanted to go with a boy name,
okay,
here are some suggestions. Joe, as in Joe Camel, the cigarette.
Oh, nice.
Or Winston, because there used to be Winston cigarettes.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you want to go the boy direction,
that
there's
is
a
true.
Couple
I even could
options.
Go with Marley for Marlboro. Crazy.
That's or Benson.
Awesome.
Benson Hedges. Kent for Kent. Oh, my goodness. There's way too many
Keep
cigarettes.
Going.
Gavin, though, he went all out. I held up in my house. I went out none at all. When there's a little break in the rain, I went and got the mail for my wife. That was it.
I bet your wife had a great weekend.
She loved it. She was so happy doing nothing in the house. And I'm like, how is this a Saturday? It's a Friday for you.
Sounds like a great day.
Yeah, it could be a Tuesday.
Watch your words.
And
tough.
I was going nuts. But Gavin actually went out and played golf in the rain, which is lunacy, man.
Yeah, no, it was something that maybe I give credit to being young and spry and stupid.
It's not fun.
No, it was tough. We're keeping an eye on that radar for, you know, days on end, because we're like, this is like the one day we're going
to
golf.
Because you had friends coming to town.
Friends coming
so
into town.
That.
So it was something that we'd like been talking about. We've been really excited about it. You can't control the weather when you're playing something 3 or 4 weeks out. And literally, there's just this massive storm. And the only hours that you could see the rain having like 100% possibility was from like 7 a.m. to about 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Just prime golf. The only time that we had for golfing
was then.
And so we went out and played 9 holes in that. Every last bit of me was wet.
Not fun.
I wish I'd taken like a picture, but like I left my phone and my wallet and everything in the car because didn't want to risk it. It was still very fun from an activity with your friends standpoint. Like, it was a ton of fun. But my clubs and a lot of my clothes are still stretched out in the laundry room right now because they're still soaking wet. So.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that at all. Like if I was going to go surfing again, like I loved surfing as a kid, and I used to surf in the worst weather, because in Florida, that's when you got like the biggest waves. I was surfing on a day that the pier was being destroyed by the waves. You were surfing with chunks of pier floating by you, and it was cold and nasty. And like
that
now,
sounds crazy.
Yeah, like now I'm like, I would want it to be head high, glassy, 78 degrees outside, water temp about the same. And if it's not that, I don't want to go. Like I've gotten soft.
Softy.
Exactly.
You old man.
I know. I just wanted to be nice. want to be comfortable when I do things now, you know? I still at least wear nice shoes. I haven't given into comfortable shoes yet. But he does have
gout, and so he has to factor that in.
Yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I got to figure out what's going on with my arm today.
Yeah. Mr. Hope, still alive, actually.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to be alive through the weekend. Like, every day I woke up, I was like, thank you for every breath I breathe. I was, like, doing the POD song. But, yeah, I had this weird thing we talked about on the show on Friday, like, where my veins would swell up in my arm, and they still do it if I hold my arm down. It's still happening. So I'm actually happy that it's still happening, because, like, if it just stopped, I'd be like, well, what was that? Right. I want to know why.
Yeah, you make an appointment and show up, and they're like, I had this issue a few days ago. Yeah. So
right. So, like, I actually made a doctor's appointment. My wife was like, are you concerned about it? You've made a lot of jokes about dying.
His way of showing that he is concerned about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
How many jokes does it take before it's like, oh, like, is he okay?
It was a lot of them. And I was like, okay, because people had said, oh, it could be a clot. And I looked it up. I'm like, oh, because I had a friend that died that way. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, that's something I don't want to mess with. So I made an appointment. So I told my wife, I said, the fact that I've made an appointment to go see the doctor over something that doesn't necessarily hurt me, that mm-hmm. says something that I am, mm-hmm. it's in my consciousness and stuff. And so, yeah, so it's doing it still. And I don't know what it means. I hope I'll find out. That my biggest thing, I feel for people that go to the doctor and
they're
like,
get an answer.
It could be this, and you try this, and you try this, and you try this, and you try this, and they go for years never knowing what's mm-hmm. going on with them. I feel so badly for those people, you know, mm-hmm. or like waiting. Like, I'm like, I kept counting it off. I'm like, all right, only a day and a half till I hopefully find out. Only a day, only hours. Now, I can't even imagine, as impatient as I am, waiting for like a cancer diagnosis. Mm-mm. I would lose my ever loving.
Yeah, my mom, she dealt with headaches and stuff for like 2 years, and on and off went to doctors, and they never could figure it out. I think she finally found a medicine that helps with like taming it. Mm. But I'm trying to talk her into going to my
Don't spread that.
My holistic doctor.
Oh, do not.
I think it would help.
It would not help her at all. Your mom, if Danny Ray found out what money was being spent on this, he would lose
Stop
his ever loving. And he would be right.
No. He'd be okay if it meant that my mom felt better.
But it's not going to.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know everything. I know that all your life you have thought, I know the answer to everyone's problems. I am the answer that you have been looking for. I am I am God's answer to world peace. That is not true.
Right.
That
is
not
true. I
just know
that you are being taken advantage
of.
No,
I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. I feel better.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't sound better. You sound angry.
Well, that's you. She can't do anything for that.
Go to your holistic therapist.
Yeah. Betty was like, you should go to her. I'm like, no way. Like, I would rather light $60 on fire than go to her.
Do you know how stupid that sounds?
But then part of me is like, well, maybe I should go. Just so I could walk in and go, okay, look, I think everything you're doing is insanity. And but I'm willing to be proven wrong. Like, I'm willing to.
Are you?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you are willing to be proven wrong,
absolutely.
You should go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be willing to be proven wrong, you know? But I just don't think there's anything she can do for me that, like.
Well, maybe not in this scenario.
No, not in this one. I mean, she is a chiropractor.
Yeah.
So that could actually help me.
You're talking about having, like, shoulder issues here and there.
Cool. That's something that's, like, not completely voodoo-y.
Whatever.
All right, let's get into some of this stuff. Boy, this was a weird one. The NAACP, the group that deals with equality, they issued a travel advisory to Florida. And you would think, oh, because of bad traffic or,
hurricane?
What's going on down there? No. Claiming that Governor Ron DeSantis, his policies are undemocratic and openly hostile towards people of color who identify as LGBTQ. So now the NAACP is saying that it is dangerous for you to go to Florida if you are black and LGBTQ. Like, that is so irresponsible, because nothing could be further from the truth. You don't like their policies. You don't like DeSantis's policies because he's fighting Disney and he's not caving on the don't say gay thing, which again is not even the bill. Like, it's not even transphobic. That's what is so frustrating. It's gotten blown out of proportion, and it's been made for people to think that that's what it is. It's transphobic. No, it's keeping the agenda of the left and the LGBTQ and trans and all of that stuff from being put in front of third graders. Like, if you want to do this when you're 18, knock yourself out.
Oh, okay. So that's what this is starting from.
That's where it started from, because DeSantis went after Disney, because Disney got into the pool and said, they came in late and said, well, because they have a lot of employees that identify. And so they then felt the pressure to get into the politics of it. And DeSantis was like, you stay out of this. You shouldn't do this. And he is trying to levy all these. He's trying to remove their status as the Reedy Creek development, because they can kind of run their own thing. He's trying to remove that. And so then he can tax them in two different cities because they're in two different cities. And it's just a mess, because there's a lot of things that are going to be problematic for him on this stance as a governor, with Republican governor, who should be about business, and this is anti-business. But then he's passionate on this other side, which I do support that. But it's just a mess. But the funny thing is like, the NAACP is all mad at DeSantis for getting into that, and they're doing the exact same thing. Like, they're making up a fake travel advisory,
right,
so they can just stoke the fear and stoke dissension, you know. And that is what's absolute lunacy in this, and no one can call him out on it. No one will say boo about it, because everyone's so afraid of being labeled as a racist or a homophobe, you know. But there is going to be a time where people go, I don't care what you call. Joe Rogan's a great example of this. Joe Rogan, with his podcast, finally was like, I don't care, cancel me, say whatever you want about me, it doesn't change what I'm saying and why I believe in what I'm saying is true. And I think we're really going to have to get to that point where we say that, but we're also going to have a shift in the people that are in leadership, whether it's from the presidency or in our local governments or whatever, the people that just blindly support and propagate LGBTQ, trans, whatever, all of that stuff. And they've gotten so liberal with it, and they've gotten to the point where it's just not enough to accept it. You have to endorse it, glorify it, celebrate it, or if you don't do all of that, then you are transphobic. There are people that were upset about Elon Musk for hiring a straight woman to run Twitter. Like, now, so this is how far we've come as a ridiculous society. So years ago, if you hired a woman as a CEO, you were seen as progressive. Now that's not even progressive. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, well, you hired a straight woman? What's the deal? You need to make a statement. Hire somebody that's trans or what? No, hire the best person for the job. Leave their sexuality out of it and stop being stupid. There you go. Done. Oh, it feels good. It's good to be back on the Aftercast on a Monday. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Ooh, all right. Well, I have a ranking of the 60 best songs of the 80s.
Oh, I'm in on this.
Now, I pulled...
Rock, pop, everything?
It's the best
just
of the
best.
80s.
Okay,
yep.
All right. I love
now,
this.
Now, I pulled audio of the top four.
Okay.
I could not pull audio from number five on the list because there was nothing I could pull that
lyrically
would,
was bad.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
It was N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah. Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. Couldn't.
Yeah.
That's the only part we probably could have pulled.
There is that one
line.
That would literally be it. There's nothing else in that song that you could play.
Yeah,
I get
listen
it.
To it.
That's interesting that's number five on the list of the greatest 80s songs.
This is just an article I found, so it's not like it's Rolling Stones magazine.
Yeah.
It's just...
Someone
just
decided.
Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, easy.
So what do you think made number four?
Is it like rock?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a female artist, solo female artist.
Bonnie Tyler.
No. Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, that
could have been there.
Let me tell you a couple of the ones that made the list, so you know not to pick them.
Okay.
Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Yeah. Tears for Fears.
Good one.
How Soon Is Now? The Smiths.
Oh, yeah.
Love Will Tear Us Apart. Joy Division.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Dancing in the Dark.
Bruce Springsteen.
Free Fallin'.
Tom Petty.
Close to Me, The Cure.
Oh, yes.
This Must Be the Place, Talking Heads.
Okay.
The Message.
I was never a huge Talking Heads.
Modern Love, Cloud Busting.
Modern Love.
Express Yourself, Fight the Power.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's also NWA, isn't it?
No,
or
that's Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, yeah.
Okay, so coming into
Fight
number four.
Okay.
And when you put, like... my number four. It's 80s song one. So go in order up there.
Gotcha.
The keys. I numbered them.
Okay.
Whatever.
Song number four, solo female artist.
Could it possibly be that the one that became popular now from...
What is her name? Kate Bush.
Yeah, running up that hill. Is that it?
No.
Laura Branigan.
Oh, that's a great
one. Yes. Is that it?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Forget there was other music other than like 80s rock, pop, like hair band stuff.
This is still a bop.
It is.
In 2023.
Her story is so sad, man.
It is sad.
Like she had the gift. She had a God-given gift and was amazing. And then like when she started like hooking up with Bobby Brown, there was that weird change in her. And maybe she was always like that and just hit it. But then like the drugs took a hold of her and man, it just spiraled so badly.
But she made number four. So number three. Number three is the king of pop.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. But which song?
The 80s? Boy, it wouldn't be Smooth Criminal. Beat It.
You've been criminal.
Boy, I'm not sure. I don't remember because the album was Thriller. And I'm trying to remember which was the biggest song off of
Weird Al Yankovic did a song on this one.
Then it's got to be either Bad because he did I'm Fat. I'm Fat. You know it.
You're really fat. You know it.
Or Billie Jean. Did Weird Al do a Billie Jean? I don't know. I'm going to go with Fat. Bad. Oh, Beat It. Eat It. Yes.
No one wants to be.
Who did the guitar solo in this song?
It was a girl?
No.
I don't know.
A girl played it live because he had a girl guitar place. It was Eddie Van Halen. He did the guitar solo on that song, and he didn't tell anyone in the band he was doing it.
Why?
Because he was embarrassed, and like he didn't want people to know he was playing. Like he didn't want anyone to ever know he had played the guitar solo on a Michael Jackson song.
Why?
Because he was a rock guy, and those two worlds are weird.
But Michael Jackson is a legend.
Yeah, I know, but he still didn't want anyone to know, and then it came out like in the line.
Really?
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Huh. But does it make you look at him differently?
No. Eddie could do no wrong in my eyes musically. Now, he had his challenges personally and stuff like that, but he could, like, musically, that guy was amazing.
Okay. Number two, you're not going to guess this one.
Okay.
The New Order.
Oh, okay.
Blue Monday.
Yeah. Let's see. This is not a number two song, but it is kind of a number two song. There's no way. Whoever put this list together, like, with some, I mean, it's a good song, but not number two. This isn't like number 200, honestly.
Well, then you're going to be really disappointed by number one, because I was disappointed by number one. Yes.
Okay, give me a hint. Do you know anything about him? Oh, Purple Rain Prince. Oh, well, that is a huge song.
Yeah, but number one? No, thank you. Once again, disappointed.
Yeah, this was a huge song. And he was huge. Like,
But
I was never a giant Prince fan.
No, me neither.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Talking about my kids.
That's a slow one from him.
Boring.
I'm curious. When you got Spotify, do you remember the first thing that you streamed? I always download the albums. I like to have them on my phone, so I don't just stream them. So I have a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first thing that you streamed?
No.
You don't?
I have no idea.
Because I do remember mine. When I got Amazon Music, I remember it. It was Billy Squire, like his Don't Say No album. That was the first thing I streamed and downloaded. It was a rock guy from back in the day. Okay. But that was like the first album that I streamed. This is humiliating. And then
Taylor Swift.
No,
Britney
worse.
Spears.
Worse.
Christina.
Worse than all of that, George Michael.
No, you did not.
I came.
What? Why?
Freedom. Like.
Because you actually wanted to hear it?
Yeah, I hadn't heard it in so many years. Oh, no, Faith. Because I got to have faith, the faith, the faith.
That's a great
one. I got
to
have faith, the faith, the faith. That song.
Wow.
I don't know what it was. Like, I was because I was looking for music and I was downloading stuff from the 80s. And so
you could have picked anything.
Anything. I'm telling you, it's all this LGBTQ stuff. It's gotten in my head subconsciously. No, I used to like that song. I did like the song.
That's so bad.
But yeah, so I was going back trying to find old music purposely that I hadn't heard in a long time. And for some reason, as I was searching, that came up. I'm like, oh yeah, so now what that? I have never, since it's on my phone and it's downloaded, when it comes up in rotation, I still haven't listened to the whole thing. I still skip through it because I'm so embarrassed that that
you're
was what
Eddie
I chose.
Van Halen.
Yeah, exactly. I just keep it on the DL, man. Well, that doesn't sound well talking about that conversation, but anyway. Oh, so good. All right, birthdays. What do you got?
Okay, we've got Jonathan wants to wish Brittany a happy birthday, saying Brittany is smart, kind, a great mom, and a great wife.
Free Brittany.
Happy birthday,
nice.
Brittany. Clint wants to wish his wife, Kelly, a happy birthday, saying she's a rock star mama that is down for any adventure.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Kelly. He's got a great question. He wants to hear us each tell a story about one of our scars.
Do you have scars, Gavin?
I mean,
other than tailbone
surgery
scars.
Emotional
scars. I've got plenty of scars. Do you have any real scars other than that scar?
I don't think so. I remember when I was super young, I got hit by an ice ball that hit me right below one of these.
Ice ball?
We were out in Nebraska and it had snowed, but a friend of mine picked up something from the street and packed it tight and just whoop, pow. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that really hurt. And my friend's like, oh, your face is bleeding.
Oh, well, you're still beautiful. So that's good.
But I'm pretty sure that didn't leave a lasting scar. So the only stories I can tell are number two stories.
Yeah.
Aww.
A little behind scars. And those aren't really stories. Yeah. Those are jokes.
And we don't want to see them. Let's show our scars. Now, Betty Rock, are you going to talk about the scar on your eye? That's the only one I know of.
Yeah, I have two. I have one on this eye and one on this eye. One was from a rolling out of my bed.
Yeah.
And the other one was a roller skating incident.
Yeah, I know those two scars. What are the scars you have?
I'll tell you one that I don't think I've told here. I have a scar on my knee. It is from carrying a saw blade.
Oh.
So I went with my dad out in the woods. We were going to cut down some firewood, I believe is what it was. Anyways, he asked me to carry the saw instead so he could carry the wood. And he told me to be careful. But we're walking down these hills and anyway, I tripped and I fell and one of the teeth went through my jeans right on the kneecap.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And I had to walk. I still had to walk home because dad had the firewood.
That's right.
I can't be like,
suck it up, Tube Blossom. I can't carry you and this wood, and the wood is going to save our lives this winter.
Oh my goodness.
So you better
put you on the fire.
Yeah. and walk a little behind me. I think there's bears out here.
So that's the one that's on my knee. Let me tell one more. This one is on my finger. It's a moon shaped on my finger. But that happened at a Kmart in Madison, Tennessee. I went with my friend. We were going to get this picture frame and the frame we wanted, but it had cracked glass in it. So I took the glass out of another one and put that in there.
Yeah.
So to get one that wasn't cracked. As I was doing that, though, the sharp edge slit. And I mean, I could see the skin just flap over.
Yeah.
And I am bleeding an aisle 10.
Up on aisle 10.
And I mean, I am not dramatizing it when I say, employees walked past me, saw what was happening, and did not do a thing.
No, I believe that.
My friend, I was like, well, get some paper towels and get some Band-Aids. And I don't know how she was able to find the biggest pack of napkins and the biggest pack of Band-Aids. And I had
just
to pay
from the store shelves?
Yeah. I had to pay for it because I'd use them. And I had to mop up the blood and everything.
What?
Bandaged my finger and everything.
People thought you worked there.
Well, I feel like if you're an employee and you maybe could offer to help, but if you offered to help and things got worse or there was a problem, then you could be some crazy person who could sue.
That's true, but this was like probably 1999.
People aren't
2000,
super before, yeah.
Yeah, before acts like that.
Yeah.
I always hate that moment when you've hurt yourself and you know you've cut yourself. It's
and you
the
know
looking.
It's coming.
You instantly cover it and you're like, okay, okay, what is this going to look like?
Is my arm still
and
there?
And you like peek at it and you're like, oh no, no. Like when that stick went up my nose motorcycle riding and as I pulled it out, I'm like, I don't even want to look. I was trying to touch my nose to see if it had ripped through my nose. And I didn't want, I was so nervous about it.
That's still.
But yeah, can you see this scar right here, Rock, on that knuckle?
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah.
That was from punching a dressing room wall at the surf shop I worked at in high school. Because
it didn't fit. You were in a small and you really wanted a small, but you had to get a large.
That was my last wetsuit as an adult. I could have punched something. I was having girl troubles with the girl I was dating. And I punched a wall.
Oh, no.
We've all been there.
And it scarred me. I mean, to this day, I still have that scar.
You punched
it.
Why did you feel like you needed to punch a wall?
I was frustrated.
That's just being a boy.
Yeah. Was she
teenage
there?
Boy.
No. Oh, yeah, she was actually.
So she saw this go down.
Yeah. So I was hoping, I was like, maybe she'll know how much I love her.
Oh, so you were doing it to prove something.
Of course I was.
Did
totally
you make a hole in the wall?
No, it was a wooden wall.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it kind of shook, but that's why
did
it cut me.
Shake?
Oh, I hit it hard. But that's why it cut me, because it was wood.
You should always be ready to punch, but punch when there's drywall. Like,
punch where something. Through it.
Because then it looks good. You know, like I punched a brick wall at school.
Oh,
and
no.
They just, you know.
Just you.
Yeah, you lose
just
every time.
Just you, yeah. Yeah, so that's
now
one of mine.
Now let's talk about the emotional scars.
No.
Oh, that one I still haven't healed from. The scar healed. The other thing, not at all.
Brokenhearted.
Yeah. So we're thankful for
these scars.
But seriously, like scars that you get from doing something are so much better than scars that you get from like removing something.
Yeah, like a tailbone.
Yeah, like a whole tailbone or a wart or something. You're like, you don't tell stories about that.
Aww, yeah, I have a couple other scars. I got one on this hand from a pressure washer that hit me.
Oh, those are dangerous.
You're the reason we have those warnings.
I know. I've got this one from where my dad told me not to play with a knife, and I played with a knife. So that was a good one.
So mostly hand stuff?
Yeah, and then I got one on my leg, like right on my thigh. Where I was working with my dad in the summers, and we were carrying a really sharp pipe. The things were like razor sharp, and you had to wear gloves to carry it. I was wearing shorts, and we were walking, and he stopped, and my leg just grazed it, and it split my leg wide open.
Ow.
And I had to go to church camp like that next week, and I was so bummed because I couldn't swim or do any of the fun stuff at church
that
camp.
That stinks.
Yeah, so I just had to go, and I did milk it though. Like I was trying to work that angle with all the girls.
Always.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, why can't you swim? I got
to wearing a cast to school or anything like the crutches at school. Game changer.
Or a pillow. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I was like, knife fight, whatever.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. I live in a rough neighborhood, you know.
I had to help my mother. She was getting hurt.
Absolutely. All right. Well, with that is going to do it for our stories and for your podcast for today. And just seriously, as always, thanks for being a potty.